The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good Swan's King, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's a tiny little thought for you for the day. This passage that you just heard comes from the Sermon on the Mount. Okay? And just before Jesus says these words, he's just gotten finished teaching the Beatitudes. And as soon as he's finished saying these words, he begins to expound on the Ten Commandments. Remember how Jesus expounds on the Ten Commandments in the Sermon on the Mount? It goes like this. He says, "Of old it was said to you, thou shalt not kill. But what I say to you is, anyone who grows angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And of old it was said to you, thou shalt not commit adultery. But what I say to you is, anyone who looks with lust upon another has already committed adultery in his heart." How does Jesus expound on the Ten Commandments? He says that breaking the law or keeping the law begins in your heart. That's how he expounds upon it. So, you know, you take most of the Ten Commandments and they're phrased in the negative, right? Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not kill. Phrased in the negative. I remember a man once telling me, "That's the reason I don't like religion," he said. "Everything's negative. Everything's thou shalt not. Everything's rules. Everything's commandments." Very popular point of view, that is. Very popular to think that God's favorite word is no. But here's where we begin to understand what Jesus means today. He says, "Don't think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've come not to abolish. I've come to fulfill." Greek word is pleroma, meaning height or maximum. I've come to maximize these laws. So when you begin to ask, what does the Lord ask of us? Anything that's ever phrased as "thou shalt not" is a starting block. Anything that's ever phrased in the negative is designed to prevent us from hurting somebody else, violating their rights or basic dignity. And that's just where we start, right? Love can't even begin until you've reached that point. So our Lord's calling us now out of the starting blocks. And this is my little thought for you for the day. How do you view your discipleship with the Lord? Do you view it as a love to be maximized, or do you still view it as a set of rules to be kept? You know, you come to the end of the day, look back on your day. Hopefully you all do that each evening. Do you think, "I've lived a pretty good day because I haven't broken any of the rules"? A lot of people think that. It's the heart of the reason why people have a hard time with the Lenten message of repentance. It's why so often people will tell the priest, "I don't do anything wrong." If you're still living your life thinking that "I'm not doing anything wrong," you're like a runner in a race who hasn't yet left the starting blocks. That was the old covenant. Come on up to the new. Our Lord wants us to give as much as we possibly can. If your discipleship is stagnant, if you feel like you're going no place, if you feel like you lack the intimacy with the Lord that the saints had, it's because somewhere in your life you haven't yet learned this message. Our Lord has not come to abolish. He's come to fulfill. And love means giving the most you possibly can and as generously as you possibly can in every circumstance of the day. We want to look back across the course of our day and we want to be exhausted and disappointed, because love always says, I know I could have given more. That's a sign that we're living a good discipleship. I like to think about the Blessed Mother at the wedding feast of Cana, when she told the waiters to take the water to Jesus, and the instruction that she gave, do whatever he tells you. I like to imagine her tone of voice when she said that. I like to imagine that she said, do whatever he tells you, as if to imply, he's so good, you want the very, very most of every word that he speaks. God's message to Israel, God's plan for Israel, was to show his holiness to all the nations through them. And that's still God's plan, to show his goodness and his holiness to all the nations through us. And he'll begin to do that when we begin to love from the heart. And loving from the heart is the heart of following the Lord. Amen.